So you've seen this slide already, the theme of our time together, following in the footsteps. Nice place to be, right? Following in the footsteps. Yes? Following in the footsteps of great personalities that are on their way to Krishna, and just follow them and we're on our way to Krishna. And they have left behind some instructions, specifically embedded within prayers. So that's what we've been doing, hearing the prayers of different personalities. We started with the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namely Rupa and Sanatan, and then in turn Jiva Goswami, and then in turn Narottam Das Thakur, and their position of having taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gives shelter in the eternal association of Krishna. And then this morning we heard specifically about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by different great personalities. Particularly we heard a nice song by Rupa Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur. The verse that we spoke of this morning about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. This is by Rupa Goswami. And the verse, Aradya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas, this Srinath Acharya verse, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's verse, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So these verses are outstanding as far as giving us a foundational and fundamental picture of Lord Chaitanya, who he was, his life and his teachings. So now we're going to go on to some other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, starting with Vasudev Datta. Some of you have been to Sridham Mayapur. How many have been to Mayapur? Okay. And those of you that have not been, may you one day go to Sridham Mayapur. And one of those places that if you're very fortunate you'll also visit is Mamgachi. Mamgachi is a little remote from where our Hare Krishna temple is, ISKCON temple is. But it was an essential part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and his associates. One of the personalities that we hear, well, Vrindavan Das Thakur is a very prominent personality. He was the original biographer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur. He is just a couple doors away from where the deity of Vasudev Datta is presently being worshipped. We're going to see some photos of that deity and so forth. But a little bit about it. So it's a little bit about Vasudev Datta's life. A whole religion could be built around Vasudev Datta. You'll see. The Christian religion is built around one such person, namely Jesus Christ. And Vasudev Datta had a very similar function or purpose in his appearance. According to Gaura Gonadesha Deepika, which is a text that it gives the identity of all the personalities in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, who they were in Krishna's Leela. Like, for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Lord Nityananda is Balaram. Srivas Pandit, Narada Muni, and so forth. Everyone in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela has their counterpart in Krishna's Leela. And there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. And Krishna had associates. So whoever were Krishna's associates have their counterpart in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Very simple. If you read very carefully the little complicated Brahma Samhita, in Brahma Samhita it describes that Goloka has quadrants. Quadrants means four. Quad. So in Goloka there's Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. That's three. So what's number four of the quadrants of Goloka? And it's Swetadweep. Swetadweep is the name of the abode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Goloka Vrindavan. So fasten your seatbelt, because when you become pure devotee and you go back to Godhead, you go back to Krishna, you will take part in Krishna's pastimes and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes simultaneously. Don't ask me the technology. But that's what Bhaktisiddhanta describes. You'll be with Krishna and you'll be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they're non-different, and so you'll be in dancing with Lord Chaitanya and you'll be whatever you are going to be doing with Krishna, depending upon your eternal rasa with Krishna. So keep your seatbelt fastened. It's a wonderful ride to go to the spiritual world. A little bumpy to get there sometimes, but that's just purification. So Gaura Gonadesha Deepika is a who's who. In Gaura Leela, who are these personalities in Krishna's Leela? So there it describes that Vasudev Datta had a brother, a younger brother. His name was Mukunda Datta. Now we sing our Gaura Arti. We mentioned Mukunda's name. He was a fantastic singer. And Vasudev Datta was also a fantastic singer. And guess what their pastime or their function in Krishna Leela was? You got it. They were singers. Madhukanta and Madhuvrata, they're described in Nectar of Devotion or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as anugas, or a certain category of Krishna's cowherd boyfriends. So Sakya Rasa in Krishna Leela, and specifically they were really good singers, Madhukanta and Madhuvrata. And those two became brothers who were excellent singers in Gaura Leela. The elder brother being Vasudev Datta and the younger brother Mukunda Datta. And their residence was in now Bangladesh, near just a short distance away from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi And the two brothers, after some time, they moved to Navadvip because they were going to take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Mukunda Datta was the same age as Krishna. They were classmates. And they were very close to one another. But even more close than those two was Vasudev Dutt, although he was a little bit older and wasn't in the same class. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when speaking with both of them, said, Mukunda and I have always been very close because just our age and our relationship. But whenever I see you, Vasudev, I feel great ecstasy. He had great, great, great affection for Vasudev Datta. Mukunda, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mukunda Datta isn't used, but Mukunda is the one who introduced Gadadhar Pandit to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And eventually Gadadhar Pandit took Diksha from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. There's a long story which we're not going to go into right now. But because Gadadhar knew that Mukunda Datta knew that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very advanced. Very advanced. Very advanced. Ecstatic love of God was close to his heart. So he wanted to introduce Gadadhar to him. Anyway, long, nice story. Vasudev Datta gave initiation, diksha, to Yadavacharya, who was then the spiritual master who gave diksha to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Vasudev Datta was a very elevated personality. In some cases it says he resided next to, in some cases it says he resided with Srivas, Pandit in the Panchatattva, Srivas, and Shivananda Sen, those two. Srivas, Pandit, and Shivananda Sen were particularly close, affectionate friends with Vasudev Datta. And particularly, Vasudev Datta is known for a very special exchange with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he was tricked by Lord Nityananda to go back instead to the house of Advaita Acharya where his mother came. And they had a big festival for some days after he had taken sannyas. His mother requested, don't go to Vrindavan, go to Puri. Krishna is also there. And if you go to Puri, then I'll get news of you, because every year it is known the devotees from Bengal would go to Puri to take part in Rath Yatra. And when they go to see Rath Yatra, I'll get news of you when they come back. And maybe you want to one day come and take bath in the Ganges, because devotees with Puri would do like that. Come back and take up north and take bath in the Ganges, and then maybe I'll see you. So he accepted the instruction or desire of his mother and he went to Puri. So after his 2 years of South India tour, all the devotees every year would come to Puri to attend Rath Yatra. And it was the beginning of the rainy season, so they stayed there for 4 months to be with Lord Chaitanya and then returned. And at the time of their return, Lord Chaitanya would call them in groups from their different locations and have some personal exchange with them. So on one of those occasions, Vasudev Datta I'll just read because it's so wonderful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Vasudev Dutta and began to speak of his glories as if he had 1,000 mouths. Now, this is an expression that was used by Krishna Das. Sometimes he said he spoke as if he had 4 mouths and some 10 mouths. But Vasudev Dutta is the only one. He spoke as if he had 1,000 mouths. Means he couldn't speak enough of his appreciation for Vasudev. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him, Vasudev Dutta immediately became very much embarrassed and shy. He then submitted himself, touching the Lord's lotus feet. Vasudev Dutt told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you incarnate just to deliver all conditioned souls. Except that one. Now I have one petition which I wish you would accept. My Lord, you are certainly able to do whatever you like, and you are indeed merciful if you so desire. You can very easily do whatever you want. My Lord, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. My Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudev Dutta's statement, his heart became soft. Tears flowed from his eyes, and he began to tremble. In a faltering voice, he spoke as follows. Accepting Vasudev Dutta as a great devotee, the Lord said, "Such a statement is not at all astonishing because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There is no doubt about it. Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna undoubtedly grants because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. If you desire the deliverance of all living entities within the universe, then all of them can be delivered even without your undergoing the tribulations of sinful activity. Krishna is not incapable, for he has all potencies. Why would he induce you to suffer the sinful reactions of other living entities? Whosever welfare you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnav. And Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities." And then he quotes from Brahma Samhita, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality, Godhead Govinda, who regulates the sufferings and enjoyments due to fruitive activities. He does this for everyone, from the heavenly king Indra down to the smallest insect. That very personality of Godhead destroys the karmic reactions of one engaged in devotional service. Because," this is the last quote, "because of your honest desire, all living entities within the universe will be delivered. For Krishna does not have to do anything to deliver all the living entities of the universe." The personality of a Vaishnava includes outstanding compassion. Bhaktisiddhanta's commentary on this from his, Bhaktisiddhanta made a commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he made a commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita, and his commentary on this section reads like this. In the Western world, Christians believe that their only guru, Jesus Christ, appeared in this world out of a desire to suffer on behalf of the people of the world by accepting their sins. But here we see that amongst Mahaprabhu's associates, Vasudev Datta Thakur, like Haridas Thakur, showed a compassion millions of times greater and more generous, as he was willing to suffer in the place of all creatures in the universe. By so doing, he taught the world the unlimited nature of the Vaishnava's selfless love. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented in this world to deliver the Yuga Dharma, and by delivering the Yuga Dharma, to deliver people of this age from unnecessary suffering and instead come to the stage of Krishna Prema. And his associate, Vasudev Datta, similarly was reflecting, as was Rupa Goswami reflecting, transmitting that desire. So the devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Vasudev Datta, and others wish like that. Now, the unique feature here is, if you think that they're too sinful, the load of sinful reaction is too much, just transfer all the reactions over to me, so relieve them of their material distress. This is the compassionate desire. And that deliver them from their material distress is not just a band-aid. It's the permanent solution to material existence, that is, become a devotee. So he wished that Lord Chaitanya bestow bhakti upon them, and he was the deliverer of that bhakti message. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's some reference from Chaitanya Bhagavat also. So what I just narrated is Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one who hears such an expression, as mentioned, the Christian religion is based upon the Guru, Christ, praying that their sinful reactions be accepted by Him so they can be delivered. This is the salvation message of Christianity. Gosh, we could build a whole religion around Vasudev Datta and propagate. But we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was known to be very liberal. He was very wealthy. But whatever wealth he had, he distributed to others. So much so that his family was not being properly cared for. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped in and instructed Shivananda Sen. You know Shivananda Sen. He was the one. When the devotees made their pilgrimage from, there was no railroad to go from Calcutta or Bengal to Puri, so they walked. And Shivananda Sen was the administrator, kind of village elder, that looked after everybody's needs. Their accommodation, their meals, their crossing of rivers, their dealing with the tax collectors and different governments, and he was the elder that looked after everybody, Shivananda Sen. So Lord Chaitanya instructed Shivananda Sen, you become his Sarakhel. It's a name in Bengal for persons who perform the service of a secretary. Surya Das Sarakhel, for example. Suryadas Sarakera was the father of Nityananda's two daughters, Nityananda's two wives, Sarakale. So he told them, you take charge of his finances. And he can be charitable, that's okay, but he has to take care of his family. So that was his nature. He was very generous, unlimitedly, indiscriminately generous. Perhaps when you go in a very large group to visit in Mamgachi, you will not see what's behind in the back area, in the forest area. But we went in a smaller group, and in the forest area, there's the perimeter wall around Vasudev Dutt's house. It's like in the back. It was a palace. He was fabulously wealthy, and he was infamously generous. So his house is now just bricks, little perimeter wall bricks, but it's there. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, we find something which Krishna Das Kaviraj and Chaitanya Charitamrita didn't repeat, but after embracing Vasudev Datta, Gaurachandra repeated, it says again and again, please understand, everyone hear this very carefully, this body of mine belongs to Vasudev Datta. If he wants to sell me, he can sell me at any price. I say it again and again. This body belongs to Vasudev Datta. I am his property. He can sell me at any price. And said it again and again. Like he meant it. And what did he mean? I'm his property. He can sell me at any price. Means he can give me, he can give Lord Chaitanya and the fullness of Lord Chaitanya's mercy to anybody. I have, like power of attorney. I've given power of attorney to Vasudev Datta, and he can do with me whatever he likes. I'm his. There's a similar idea in one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs where he describes that he gave a franchise license to Lord Nityananda and said, you can give the holy name, you have a franchise. You can give the holy name, but you have to charge a fair price. And the fair price is faith, at least some faith. Then you can give Shudanam, anyone who has faith. So in this case, he's saying, you can give me to anybody you like. Please understand, everyone, I hope you understand, Vasudev Datta owns me. And then he said, if someone has even come in contact with, the briefest contact with Vasudev Datta, he'll be promoted and protected by Krishna. Promoted to the spiritual world, protected by Krishna, taken care of by Krishna, just become dear to Vasudev Datta. Now the deities that Vasudev Datta worshipped were named Madan Gopal. They're the taller deities pictured here. This is Mamgachi. And the slightly smaller deities, they're the deities of Saranga Thakur. We're going to see a picture for a moment, in a moment, of Saranga Thakur. These deities. And these are Shivananda Sen's deities. And these are the deities of Gaur Gadadhar that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established. So a little bit of history here. After Vasudev Datta and Shivananda Sen left this world, Their home was not being taken care of. The deities were not being taken care of. And some people took over their home and their deities, and they weren't devotees. That was some time ago when Lord Chaitanya and his associates departed the world. So they're passed on through the generations of these non-devotees. And there was a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta whose name was Sagara. And he was, I don't know if he was actually had a kingdom, but they were called Sagara Maharaj because that was one of the predecessor kings in the line of Ramachandra in the Surya dynasty. Long story, but his name was, so a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta. And this Sagara Maharaj was on his way to Calcutta, and in his dream, this deity of Madan Gopal appeared. He had never seen them before, never heard of them before, but the deity came in his dream and said, "Help! They want to throw me in the Ganges. Come and protect me. My name is Madan Gopal, and I live in Mamgachi. Please come and rescue me." In his dream. So he stopped going to Calcutta, and he turned around and gathered up some of the other disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta, and they went door to door in Mamgachi to find out where is the deity of Madan Gopal. And they finally found the home where the deity of Madan Gopal was, and they asked, "Is it true?" He said, "Yes, we were going to throw the deity in the Ganges." And they offered, "Well, instead of that, you can just give them to us and we'll take care of them." So the deities were then transferred to Sagar Maharaj. And that then Bhaktisiddhanta was informed of the whole situation. So Bhaktisiddhanta, in his own way of doing things, he arranged an elephant procession to go to the place where the deity would be worshipped. This king, or Maharaj Sagar, had no land, so it must have just been a name that he was given. In any case, some land was donated. A little small temple was constructed during Bhaktisiddhanta's time. This is one of the 64 Gaudiya Maths, this little place in Mamgachi. And at that time, even today, when you go to Mamgachi, it's not commercialized. It's very simple. There's tall, towering trees, but the devotees that were there for that occasion, and the history describes, it was like a jungle. And in the midst of the jungle, this is where Mamgachi was. But an elephant procession bringing these deities of Gorga Dadhar, big festival installation, and the deity of Gorga Dadhar was installed along with these other three deities. And of course we see Jagannath in the front and so on. That may be a later gift by ISKCON or something. And the deities were worshipped. And during that time, there was a 10-year-old boy who was living there along with Sagar Maharaj. Initiated boy at 10 years of age, given responsibility for worshipping these very ancient deities. And he's still alive, as far as I understand. These last time I was there. Jagat Bandhu. We'll see a picture of him shortly. So Jagat Bandhu has been for 60-something years worshipping the deity, going nowhere, just being a happy brahmachari, serving the deity on the order of his Guru Maharaj. Very exemplary life of a brahmachari. And he narrates that after some time, as it sometimes happens in this world, there was some disagreement in the local Mamgachi village. And it was too much disturbing for Sagar Maharaj. So he said, I don't want to stay here anymore. So that evening during Shringararti, he was before the deity and died. He just keeled over, left his body. So that left Jagatbandhu taking care of all these deities. Here's another image of the deities, a little closer picture. And here's Jagatbandhu. Some of you have visited, you recognize him. He's so animated. He's like live-wired. And he loves giving prasadam. As soon as he sees devotees, he takes a stick and hits a gong and tells somebody to get some prasadam. It's gotta make sure that everybody there gets some prasadam. He's just like doesn't speak English. Maybe some of you have seen in the back, there's a devotee from Potomac area named Sankirtan Yagya that arranged for a gobar gas little facility, like a tent that collects the methane from cow dung, and it goes over there, and that's where they do their cooking from gobar gas, from cow dung. And such a wonderful devotee. Right across from where the deity is this tree that's hollow inside. There's a long story. We don't have time for the long story. But one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's initiated disciples, Saranga Thakur, lived inside this hollow tree. Lord Chaitanya instructed him to initiate. There's a long story. And there, for some period of time, quite a long period of time, there were two white owls that would land in this tree, this Bakul tree, every evening just at Gaurarti time. And they would stand at the branch, watch Gaurarti, and as soon as Gaurarti was over, they'd fly away. And then the next evening for Gaurarti, they'd come every evening, right on time. Pretty mystical. So they were known by the local devotees as their emissaries of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, come to honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Vasudev Datta is that he was an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Now, we heard from Gauranga Deshdipika, he's an incarnation of Madhukanta, one of Krishna's cowherd boys, and who sang very nicely. But the mood of Prahlad Maharaj and the mood of Vasudev Datta are so similar. In this way, an incarnation, at least an incarnation of the bhava of Prahlad Maharaj. So from his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, we find this teaching. Oh, best of the great personalities, I'm not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I'm fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I'm simply concerned with love for them. This same mood as we heard from Vasudev Datta. And that is, as we heard, we're going to hear it tomorrow morning. Srila Prabhupada had the same mood of compassion. When seeing the suffering, when contemplating the suffering of conditioned souls in this world, he would cry, Prabhupada said. I would actually cry. So the great souls, on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, share that same mood. They wish to see the suffering relieved. And even persons who were aggressors against him, his father, he recites in one verse from chapter 10, so many bad things Hiranyakashipu did, he was like a universal terrorist. And he offended Prahlad. And he tormented and tried to kill him in so many ways. And still, Prahlad is just wishing that for all those sinful activities and without limit, that he should be forgiven, excused. This is the nature of the Vaishnava and the nature of Vasudeva Datta. Some similar comment is made about Haridas Thakur. Commonly we hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Haridas was an incarnation of Lord Brahma. But his compassion, Haridas's compassion for the conditioned souls brings about the similar comment that he's an incarnation of Prahlad. So we're going to conclude this evening with discussion or reciting, singing some verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat spoken by Haridas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this will take maybe 20 minutes or so. It's just Bengali verses being sung and then a short dramatic reading of the meaning. So he's pouring his heart in prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his mercy, and what he asks for in the form of his mercy is very interesting at the very end. He wants the mercy of the Vaishnavas in the form of the prasad of the Vaishnavas. So, here we go. Can we turn the light down? Cartel player?
Bhara Prabhu जगत रनाता पाता कीरे कोरो कृपा पोडिलो तो माता
My dear Vishwambhar, O Lord of the universe, please be merciful to this sinful person. I fall at your feet.
Nirgunaya dhamma sarva jati bahishkrita muni ki bolibo prabhu tomara charita.
I have no good qualities. I'm a fallen outcast. How can I possibly describe your glories?
Dekhile pataka more parashila sthana muni ki bolibo prabhu tumara khyana.
If one sees me, he becomes sinful. If one touches me, he should take bath. How then can I glorify your topics?
एक सत्य कोरी आचा आपन वदाने जे जना तो मारा कोरे चरण स्मराने कीटा तुल्य हाय जदी तारे नाही छाड़ा इहाते अन्याता होले नरेंद्रेर पादा
You have personally declared that you will never forsake anyone who remembers your lotus feet, even if he is as insignificant as an insect. But you forsake the greatest of kings if they do not remember your lotus feet.
हे बोलो नाही मोरा स्मरण विहीना स्मरण करिले मात्र राखा तुम्ही दीना
If a fallen soul remembers you, you give him shelter. But I am unable to remember you.
साबा मध्य द्रौपदी कोरिते विवासना अनिलो पापिष्टा दुर्योधन दुशासना संकटे पड़िया कृष्णा तुम सन रील स्मरण प्रभावे तुम्ही वस्त्रे प्रवशील
Once the sinful brothers Duryodhana and Dushasana brought Draupadi to disrobe her in the royal assembly. Finding herself in that dangerous condition, she remembered you. By the influence of remembrance, you entered into her cloth.
Smarana prabhave vastra hoilo ananta तथापि हना जानी लो जे सब दुरंता
As a result of her remembrance, the cloth became unlimited, yet those miscreants did not understand why.
Kono kale parvati re daki niragane bediya khaite koilo tomara smarane
One time when Parvati was surrounded by witches, she remembered you as they were about to devour her.
Smarana prabhave tumi avirbhutahana korilo shabara sashti वैष्णवी तोरिया
By the influence of her remembrance, you appeared to chastise those witches and deliver the great Vaishnavi.
Lena toma smarana vihina muni papa more tora charana sharana deho bapa.
But I am so sinful, I cannot remember you. Therefore, my dear Lord, please give me shelter at your lotus feet.
Visha sarpa agni jale pathare bandiya felila pralade dushta hiranya dhariya. Pralada korilo tora charana smarana smarana prabhave sarva dukha vimochana.
Although the sinful Hiranyakashipu tortured Prahlad by bringing him poison, throwing him to the snakes, throwing him into the fire, and throwing him bound to a rock into the water, Prahlad simply remembered your lotus feet and was delivered from all those calamities by the influence of that remembrance.
कोरोवा भंगीला दंता कोरोते जनाश स्मरण प्रभावे तुमी होइलो प्रकार.
स्मरण प्रभावे तुमी होइलो प्रकार. Some lost their teeth and some lost their prowess when you manifested by the influence of his remembrance.
Panduputra sanarila durvasara bhaye aranye pratyaksha hoilo hoiya sadaye. चिंता नाही युधिष्ठिरा हेरा देखयामी आमी दीव मुनि भिक्षा वासी थाको तुमी.
In fear of Durvasa, the sons of Pandu remembered you in the forest, and you appeared before them out of your compassion. You then said, "Do not worry, Yudhisthira, for I am here. I will give alms to the sages. You sit and watch."
संतोषे खाईला निजा सेवा खरा कीते.
अवशेष एक शाखा अच्छी लहान दी थे santoshe khaila nija seva kaka kite
snane sabari shirao dara mahafule shrimata sabari shi palai lo dare
snane sabari shirao Pune Srimata Sabharishi Paila Dhare. In order to protect your servants, you happily ate the last piece of vegetable from the pot. As a result, the sages' stomachs became filled as they took bath, so they immediately ran away out of fear.
स्मरण प्रभावे पांडु पुत्रे रामोचाना ऐसा बाकौतुक तोरा स्मरण कराना
The sons of Pandu were thereby delivered by the influence of remembering you. All these wonderful incidents were the result of remembering you.
Akhanda smarana dharma iha shabakara teni chitra naheha shabara yudhara.
The characteristics of these personalities was to constantly remember you. Therefore, it is not at all wonderful that they were delivered.
Ajamila smaranera mahimaya para sarva dharma hinataha bai nahi ara. भाये पुत्र स्नेहे देखी पुत्र मुखा सनरील पुत्र नामे नारायण रूपा
दूत भाये पुत्र स्नेहे देखी पुत्र मुखा सनरील पुत्र नामे नारायण रूपा. The glories of Ajamila's remembrance are unlimited, even though he did not engage in any religious duties. In fear of the Yamadutas, he affectionately looked at the face of his son and remembered the form of Narayana while calling out the name of his son.
Se sanarane shaba kandiloya pada teni chitra nahe bhakta smarana sampada. Se sanarane shaba kandiloya pada teni chitra nahe
bhakta smarana sampada. By that remembrance, all of his sinful reactions were vanquished. Therefore, remembrance of you is the wealth of your devotees.
He no tora charana smarana hina muni tatapiha prabhu more na chadi bituni.
Vinatora charana smarana hina moni tathapiha prabho more nachadipitu. I am fully devoid of the remembrance of your lotus feet, yet nevertheless, O Lord, do not forsake me.
Toma dekhi bare mora kono adhikara Ekha bai prabhu kichu na chahi boyara
Toma dekhi bare mora kono adhikara Ekha bai prabhu kichu What qualification do I have to see you, O Lord? I will ask you for only one thing, not more.
Prabhu bole bolo bolo shakal tomara tomare adheya kichu nahi koi amara
The Lord said, speak, speak, everything is yours. There is nothing that I will not give you.
Koro joda kori bole Prabhu Haridasa Muni alpa bhagya Prabhu Koro badaya asha
Haridas folded his hands and said, although I am less fortunate, I have a great desire.
Tomara charana bhaje je shakal dasa taraya vasheshahena bhaye mora grasa
May the remnants of the servants who worship your lotus feet be my foodstuffs.
Sei se bhajana mora hao janma janma Sei avasesh mora kriya kula dharma
Let this be my devotional service, birth after birth. Let honoring these remnants be my only occupation and religious duty.
Tomara smarana hina papa janma mora safala koro ho daso chishta diya tora
My life is sinful because I'm devoid of remembrance of you. Please make my life successful by allowing me to eat the remnants of your servants.
He mora parada he na chitalai Mahapada chaho je moharayo gyanai
Mahapada hena chitte laya Mahapada chaho je moharayo gyanai I think this is an offense in my part for I have no qualification to ask for such an exalted position.
Prabhure na tere mora, bapa vishwambhara, मृत मुनि मोरा पराधा क्षमा कर
Oh my Lord, oh Master, oh my dear Vishwambar, I'm like a dead person. Please forgive my offense.
Sachiranandana Bapa, Kripa Koro More, Kukura Koriya More, Rakho Bhakta Ghare.
Oh, son of Sachi, oh, dear Lord, please be merciful to me. Kindly keep me in the house of a devotee as a dog.
Haridasa stuti vara shune jana avashya mili betare krishna prema dhana
Anyone who hears the prayers of Haridas and the benediction he received will certainly obtain the treasure of Krishna Prema.
He bachana murana he sarva shastrikaya bhakta kyana shunile krishne te bhakti hoya
eva channa mora nahe sarva kaste kai kyana shunile krishne te bhakti This is not my statement, this is the verdict of all the scriptures. Simply by hearing topics about the devotees, one develops devotion for Krishna.
Mahabhakta Haridasa Thakur Jaya Jaya Haridasa Sanarane Sarva Papakshaya
All glories to the great devotee Haridas Thakur. By remembering Haridas, all one's sinful reactions are vanquished.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur.
It's 8:30. What time are we supposed to end? 8:30?
8:45.
So we have some time for discussion on this topic or whatever you'd like. I ended abruptly because we were thinking it would take a long time, especially if there was responsive singing. But you all wanted to sing, so we did it anyways. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the song, remembrance was used in different pastimes. So that remembrance is, from nectar of instruction we hear different levels. So whatever level we are in, we can just remember Krishna or...
Whatever level of remembrance is, that's whatever level of remembrance we have. Is that what you're asking?
What
does
is
it qualify? Does the bell ring? Is that what you're asking?
What is the level of remembrance is being described? Any remembrance is helpful?
Yeah.
Or like samadhi level like that.
Yeah. Practice remembrance. That's the message. And become unbroken and deeper and keep going.
Thank you.
Yeah, behind you.
I have a slightly different question, Guru Maharaj. In the morning we were hearing about Vrindavan, and recently in one of our temple Bhagavatam class, one of the speakers spoke like all the holy dham, they have their free will. Their free will. Dham also have a free will, how long it will stay. Like sometime after the pastime, dham may leave. And sometime it may stay for a while, inspiring devotees. So my question is, like, is this a reciprocation between the devotees who visited the holy places? And it has been like stressed in nectar of devotion also, one should visit Mathura. Has anything to do with the free will of the dham, like say Vrindavan dham?
This is a subject matter I've never heard discussed before.
Okay.
I've never heard that the dham has free will.
No, it was in the, you know.
And I'm saying, I've never heard such a thing. So it's hard for me to comment on something I've never heard. I'm sure the person that said it on the basis of having heard something. I've never heard that something. So I can't comment on that something. Now indirectly, all of that which is related to Krishna is none different than Krishna. Each of the limbs of Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti, for example, all of his limbs are none different than any other limb and none different than him. There's not limbs and then there's him. But there's, so by extending the dham is the abode of the Lord, and the abode of the Lord is his place. But I've never heard it described that the dham has free will. Never heard it like that. Huh? I'm not doubting that you heard it. I'm not doubting that the person said it. I'm not doubting that the person heard it from someplace. I've never heard it before. I'm just commenting. I've never heard it before. My understanding is that the dham moves according to the will of Krishna. Not that the dham has its own will and the dham does whatever the heck it wants when it wants. It's according to the will of Krishna, time and space move. according to the will of Krishna in the Dham. I mean, this is Prabhupada's explanation of how is it that Krishna, during the course of the day, let's say going to Kaliyagat, in the course of the day, early in the morning, Krishna traveled all the way to Kaliyagat, and then the cowherd boys went back to tell Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's in the coils of the Kaliya serpent, and Nanda Maharaj came with Mother Jasoda and the residents of Nandagram, so up and down several times, all in the course of one day, by foot. You know, by car it takes some time, what to speak of by foot. And so Prabhupada, how did that happen? And Prabhupada's explanation was that Vrindavan is like a lotus, and sometimes the petals of the lotus are open and sometimes the petals of the lotus close. And so distance becomes less when the petals of the lotus close. That was his explanation. Time and space are quite flexible according to the will of Krishna. Now, the Dham is not different than Krishna, so the Dham also has free will, so the Dham opens and closes or does whatever it does according to its own free will, which is not different than the will of Krishna. It's like I'm unable to answer your question or respond at all. It's a mystery. Huh? It was a mystery to you too. Okay. So it remains a mystery to both of us. Anyone else? Back? In the back, all the way?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hearing the verses of Shahridas Thakur, very moving, and the end showing how Mahaprabhu was carrying Haridas Thakur after he had left his body, that was especially touching, that so much love Mahaprabhu had for Haridas Thakur that he personally took care of what is generally considered
contamination, the body of a dead person.
The reciprocation that Haridas Thakur received from Mahaprabhu was just phenomenal. I was thinking about the same person. The same person as Lord Brahma, who's been studying Lord Brahma's prayers. And Lord Brahma, after very, very beautiful, humble prayers, requesting Krishna for forgiveness. And right after that, Krishna doesn't have such a intimate dealing with Brahma, at least not apparently, not externally. So my question is, could you help us understand how to process how Krishna reciprocates with Brahma and the same person in such an intimate way during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes?
The little that I understand about this from our acharyas specific to Brahma is Brahma's prayers are very elevated. But Krishna is more attracted than to elevated prayers. He's attracted to the loving association with the cowherd boys, and he wants to go back and have lunch with the cowherd boys. He wants to be with that intimacy of love of Vraja, not the exalted prayers of exalted devotees. That's nice. He was smiling. But he wanted to get back and finish lunch with the cowherd boys and just be in their company. And in contrast, Haridas Thakur is not in the regulative standard of bhakti. He's in the spontaneous prema standard of bhakti. So there's an intimacy. That's not to say there isn't intimacy with Brahma, but not the same. Not the same. Degrees of intimacy, that's all. Okay? Here comes the microphone. You just sit there and the microphone comes to you. Now you're going to have to do the same thing for the next person.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
The prayers of Haridas Thakur were very elevated. So my takeaway for me was that I just want to appreciate Haridas Thakur for his prayers. And I'm unable to follow those prayers in his footsteps. That's my takeaway. So I want to hear your comments.
Why? Because he's saying, I don't have this power of remembrance. I'm so unfortunate. So why are you saying you can't identify with? Sounds like you do identify with.
Yes, I identified with...
His is an expression of humility.
Yes, I identified with those parts, for sure. There were some other parts of Haridas Thakur's prayers that I was unable to relate to. So that is what I was referring to.
Okay.
So my takeaway, which is what I wanted some comments from you, was that I want to basically appreciate Haridas Thakur for his elevated position in bhakti.
Great.
And just follow in his footsteps if possible.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. I would like to thank you so much for opening up such nice prayers of Haridas Thakur to us.
I was thinking,
I never heard about it.
He speaks Bengali. He was probably relishing this like anything.
Thank you so much. I did. Hare Krishna.
Yes?
Yes, certainly.
Mother tongue.
Hare Krishna.
Glorification. That was it. Yeah? Anything?
I appreciate you to give this song to us.
Huh?
I am appreciating your kindness that you shared this song to us. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Okay, so I think we're done. We're ready for whatever's next. Sundra, you gonna give us some announcements? She's going to. Whoa.